When is the right time? That's what countries everywhere are weighing right now. No easy answers, no blueprint to follow, and that's resulting in some confusing messaging. Take the UK, where a top official is advising public transit commuters to just look away from one another to avoid breathing too closely on each other. Reopening was also the subject of a high-profile Senate committee hearing today, featuring top U.S. health leaders. The World's Alana Gordon covers global health for the show. Alana, let's start with that hearing on the Hill. What did we hear?
Top health leaders like Dr. Anthony Fauci from the Coronavirus Task Force, he said that he really hopes research and public health efforts will get us to an end. Here's the reality, though. It's going to take work.
There is no doubt, even under the best of circumstances, when you pull back on mitigation, you will see some cases appear. It's the ability and the capability of responding to those cases with good identification, isolation, and contact tracing will determine whether you can continue to go forward as you try to reopen America.
So what he's saying is when a new outbreak appears, if and when, places really have to be ready to pounce on it. And that's why, with reopening, that vigilance and social distancing are a must.
Yeah, what we also were seeing today in the congressional hearing, Alana, is a focus on the little picture, what local communities may want to do, and not really the big picture. That is not some federal plan and mission towards a structured reopening. Does this speak to the unique challenge of reopening in the U.S.?
In some ways, yes. I mean, the U.S. is huge, and this outbreak becomes very specific to very specific communities. At the same time, I talked with Joe Allen about this today. He directs the Healthy Buildings Program at Harvard School of Public Health. Day to day, he's getting lots of questions from places asking, like, what to do, what should the protocols be? And there isn't any one kind of central plan.
We've really, in my opinion, squandered our time since January in putting together a unified national plan to address this. We've seen other countries do it quite effectively in a shorter time frame, much shorter time frame. We need a unified plan. It's been ad hoc. It's been state by state. That's problematic.
Stepping outside the U.S., looking at other places, I see Russia has begun to ease restrictions, and that's despite an increase in new cases of COVID-19 there.
Yeah, so Russian President Vladimir Putin made that announcement yesterday.
С 12 мая единый период нерабочих дней для всей страны и для всех отраслей.
So Putin's saying that Russia would gradually start to ease lockdown measures, but he wants to emphasize that the fight against the pandemic will continue. He also said mass events will not take place and that everyone still needs to comply with social distancing measures. And today, Putin's spokesperson for over a decade, Dmitry Peskov, said he'd been hospitalized with coronavirus. Now, Putin's been conducting his meetings by teleconference in recent weeks, so at this time it's unclear whether he and other officials at the Kremlin may have been exposed.
Ilana, what countries are setting a good example that public health experts think we should learn from?
Different countries tell us different things. It's not necessarily an apples-to-apples comparison because each country and community may have different policies and systems and responses. But, you know, Germany did widespread testing and has been a kind of model for that. And they began easing restrictions this month. But researchers there are worried that they may be seeing a rise in the spread of infections again. And communities there are being directed to reimpose restrictions if cases do increase above a certain amount. Think of it like putting an emergency brake on reopening. There's places like Hong Kong. Let's remember that have only had a handful of deaths, like just a handful in general. Many credit that to Hong Kong's really intense and targeted testing and contact tracing program.
So I think about New Zealand as well. They had a very intense lockdown early on. I know a lot of places are looking at New Zealand a little enviously for how well they're doing now. What's their secret?
Yeah, New Zealand had a super intense lockdown early on. And as you said, it's now planning to ease restrictions after 7 weeks of it. At a press conference yesterday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced when school would start.
On Monday, 18 May, all children and young people will be able to return to school and early learning. This staging is to give parents, teachers and education facilities time to plan.
In general, though, Margot, gatherings are going to be limited to 10 people. And in just over a week, New Zealand may have most businesses open again. I know that sounds great, and maybe you are thinking, like, you want to go there, but you can't because only returning New Zealanders are allowed into the country.
Ilana Gordon covers global health for The World. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.